to Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise? Faithful, wise servant. There are many people in life would love to have all of those things because they all want, everybody wants to be a ruler of something. Everybody wants to be on top of the world, right? But the Bible says, whoso then is a faithful and wise servant will become a ruler. Who becomes a ruler? Well, what does a ruler do? A ruler has authority, right? A ruler has authority, and he's able to do things that others can't do. That means they put on the top and not on the bottom. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? How many want meat in due season? How many want your stuff to come in when it's time to come in? How many want to have your stuff come in when it's supposed to come in and not miss your season and not miss your meat? Well, the Holy Ghost says you can have meat in due season if you do these things. Now, many people want to be a ruler, but nobody wants to be a servant. Notice that it says the faithful and wise servant becomes a ruler. So as we serve, first of all, we got to realize that it's a servant that does these things. Servants become rulers. So we pick up a heart of servant, and servant means just under authority. What is under the authority of the Holy Ghost? What does that mean? When the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, you do it. You serve God. You hear his orders and you obey the orders and you become a servant of God. So the servant of God is the one that gets meat in due season. Many people want to cry about due season. Due season comes for everybody, but everybody doesn't eat in due season. The faithful, wise servant eats in due season. I've got faith and I increase in faith all the time because we build our faith. You should know when you got faith and when you don't have faith. But I'm strong in faith. I can believe God. I can believe God. But look at somebody and say, faith in and of itself is wonderful, but just that by itself is not going to make you a ruler. What? You can have a whole bunch of faith and never ever have meat in due season or become the ruler that God wants you to be, because the Bible says a faithful and. Faithful and. That means you got to add something else. Faithful and wise. The word is wise. This is something you can live off and bank on. The word is wise, and you need to write down the word wise and add that to your arsenal. You can have great faith. You can be a faith giant and have no wisdom. Anybody seen a faith giant with no wisdom? Well, what's that word wise mean? Smart. Skillful and intelligent. So when you're praying for God to build your faith up in your spirit, you better pray that he builds your psyche up and your mental understanding so you're smart enough to keep what he gives you. So don't let the devil steal from you. See, God will give it to you in your spirit, but the devil will take it from you out of your flesh. The devil steals from us by getting in our head. Bad thoughts, bad decisions, and all those things. So if you want to keep God's provision, pray for a spirit of wisdom. I mean, you got to be sharp. Well, notice that it says faithful first. Get faith first, and then after you get faith, you get yourself some smarts. Be wise. Now, that word faithful means trustworthy. First thing you got to do is you got to be trustworthy. You got to be trusted of God, and you got to be stable. You got to have a mind you're going to hang in there. There are a lot of smart people, but they have no faith. You couldn't trust them. How many ever seen a schemer? I mean, people that go after you for everything you got, and they are sharp. Just being smart doesn't cut it. You better get around faithful first. I'd rather be around a faithful man any day than a smart man, because a smart man will rip you off and you think you, come on. I mean, just don't get around a bunch of smart, cunning people, because there's some sharp people out there. But I'm never going to get stuck with just smart people. I'm going to get stuck with some people, first of all, that are filled with faith, because the mind of man doesn't know the things of God. They can't even figure it out. They can't. You'll lose it every time. Smart thing is hear the Holy Ghost and trust God. And then after that, you work it through and you make your decision in the spirit and follow the orders using your understanding and wisdom. You figure out, how can I do that in a smart, intelligent way? Balance yourself out the right way. Get the faith. Then you get some understanding to go along with that faith so you can do it intelligently. Somebody say, God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. That is not an excuse to be dumb. How many heard that excuse? I mean, there was a dummy that sold his birthright to somebody that was smart. Say, I will not be stupid. I'll be filled with faith and intelligence. I'm going to play the keyboard by faith. But if you don't know how to turn the thing on, you ain't going to play by faith. There are a whole lot of people doing dumb things in the name of faith. If you really got faith, you'll get some intelligence. If I got faith about being the pastor, I'm going to get some intelligence and learn about people. I was with the pastor one time. He scared me half out of my mind. I was working for this guy, and I said, what's up? You know, because been there for about 7 or 8 months. You know, we got him in. We were ready to roll. And we're the staff. We needed some vision. I said, brother, what do you see? You know, I went to the, you know, I said, what do you see? Because we're ready to go. I just see glory. That can mean a bunch of stuff. I needed something practical, something I can anchor myself in. I need an anchor for my soul. I need some intelligence. I'm just supernaturally pastoring. Well, that'd be nice if all you had in the church was supernatural people, but you got some real human beings in here. You're not pastoring angels. You're pastoring real people. So you got to have yourself some intelligence. People try to get over you all the time being so spiritual, and not having any common sense. How are you going to do it? I don't know. Sometimes you don't have to know, but you should at least have God speak to your mind as well as your spirit to where you get yourself together. Now, this is where the balance. How many are glad that we're hearing the word balance? I'm a go-for-it man. I'm a wild go-for-it man. And it's okay to be a wild go-for-it man because that's what faith will do. I am serious. What you see here, you're sitting in faith. And you have to anchor yourself. You know, we got out there and really got out there and really got some stuff in faith. You know, you get in those seasons. There's certain seasons, money coming in and things are rolling. You think we could take the world. A year ago, we had $50 extra dollars in the bank. I was going to look for a big building. How many ever been there? And you get those seasons, you know, when the devil backs off, you think there's no devil out there anywhere. Woo, we can take the world in that season. We hear what God wants to do. There's always a timing to what God wants to do. So you can be in trouble. You'll never become a ruler just being in faith, but you'll be a ruler as you have faith and wisdom. And wisdom, don't you get unbalanced either. Listen, whatever God tells me to do, I don't care what's in the bank. I am going, no, you're not going to stop me. Don't you let anybody stop you from doing what God told you to do. Period, point blank. Period, point blank. But you better make sure you're hearing heaven. Amen. If you're hearing a bunch of stuff and the stuff you're hearing ain't coming to pass, you're not hearing heaven. It'll show up when it needs to show up. Now, that word wise, means cautious character. Woo-hoo-hoo. Means that you got to know where you're going when you're going there. Doesn't mean a scaredy cat. There are a lot of people that think they have a cautious character. No, they're just in unbelief. They're just scared of everything. They ain't going to move, man. They're just in unbelief. They're going to lose what they got. There are a lot of people that need to be going forward, and they're sitting there trying to hold on to what they got. I'm going to tell you what, a big wind's going to come and blow everything you got down. You better live by faith. Don't ever play it safe. Live by faith. That's what the children of Israel wanted to do. They got out there in the middle of the desert, and they got out of Egypt. They were supposed to go all the way to the promised land. They got out there and got a little bit of this and got a little bit of that, and they say, well, let's just camp out here and play it safe. I'm going to tell you where safety is. Safety is in obeying God. Safety is obeying God. Don't you build no brick house. That's safety. That's where you play it safe. Because there are a whole lot of people who have been playing it safe and just dangerous. Just dangerous. Just a dangerous place. We're just going to ride it till we can't ride it anymore. And God said, you better move on. But it's so good. It smells so good. It looks so good. It feels so good. It'll last forever. You better move. And the Holy Ghost said, you better move on. You better go to the next step. It's a whole lot better to be led by the voice of God than been running from demons. And you know that you can be led that way as you grow in faith. I mean, I've been in circumstances, been so wonderful, and I heard heaven say, go on. And I said, oh, no, safe. It's all right. Then all of a sudden, these demons start moving in. What do you mean? Circumstances and situations. It looked good. Then all of a sudden, this starts going down. That starts going down. God knows what's happening. You better hear the voice of the heaven. So you must go forth in faith and obedience, but you also got to do it with a cautious character. And it denotes practical skill. Now, our church will not be successful if we're just a church of faith. But nobody takes practical skill to work out your faith. We're going to grow to 10,000, but don't know how to do. Nobody knows how to do anything. We're going to grow to 20,000 by faith. God said it. Hallelujah. And nobody knows how to make a pot of coffee. We're going to grow to 20,000, and we're going to help so many people, and nobody knows how to talk to anybody. We don't know how to share the plan of salvation. We're going to grow no skill, no wisdom. If God spoke something, get the wisdom so that you can stand in his promises. God will get you there by faith, but wisdom will keep you there. Faith promotes you. Wisdom will keep you where God wants you to be. You better get your wisdom together. And certain people have been blessed. I've seen lots of people get out there. And they got out there in blessing, and they got it by faith. And then once they got it, there was no wisdom to it. Wisdom. And wisdom will always honor the word of God. It's not worldly wisdom. It's not worldly wisdom. It's the wisdom of God. Amen. God is a businessman. He knows business. He's the best businessman you can have. He'll tell you how to invest. He'll tell you how to do stuff. It's in the word. You tell that to Abraham. Abraham was a slick one. And Jacob was a slick one. And they knew. He knows what to do. You can find it in the word. You will prosper if you just get in the word. Now, if you do these things, God will make you a ruler. You'll become a ruler over his stuff. And you'll have meat in due season. And that ruler means set. Many people want to be set up. I mean, God wants to set everybody and give you safety and security in being sent, but you got to do the other things in order to have it. How many have been in great faith, but you didn't know, but you need to balance out your faith with the spirit of wisdom? And how many, I want to tell this one to do this, and I want to tell that one to do that. Nobody listens to me. Nobody listens to me. Chances are nobody's listening to you because you're not listening to anybody else. Many people want to become the ruler. If you feel a desire to become a ruler, amen, that means you need to be a servant. We're going to be talking about faith in the next several services, and I want to take you through some instances of faith in the book of Matthew. How you can walk in faith and see your things come to pass by faith. Anybody want to see things work by faith? You can do that. Find out what the Holy Ghost is doing. Say, he's building my faith, building my wisdom. Something's going to happen. Now go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. The Bible says this. Now we know the Bible doesn't contradict itself. But now we're going to learn some things about faith because we're going to a different level. We're going to learn some things because we're going and we're looking at faith from a different level. And these are the lessons of faith. Faith is real. And we're going to give you several faith lessons because we want your faith to work. There are a whole lot of people that think they're in faith. They're not in faith at all. They're in foolishness. But God wants your faith to be established. First instance of faith in the book of Matthew is this right here. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life. Don't even think about it. How many of you got something you're dealing with in faith? If you don't have an issue that you're working faith on, you are in sin and you're missing God. For the Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith, it's of sin. So if there's no area that you are working actively and you're not using your faith toward, that means you're in sin. What do you mean I'm in sin? That means you haven't been praying. Because when you start to praying on a consistent basis, you're going to hear some things from the Holy Ghost, and you're going to hear some things that are beyond where you are, and you're going to have to start to believe for those things. And I know the difference of saying, oh, I got faith, or whether I'm in the faith. In the faith means you got a vision and you got a goal and you can't do what God told you to do in your own strength and you're having to exercise your supernatural ability to get something accomplished. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You must always be believing. And if you're not in a place where you're exercising your faith, you are in trouble. Get out of there. Get out of there. You're in a dangerous place. You're in a place where you don't need God. You better run. You're playing it safe. There is no safety. Safety is in trusting and believing God and his word. I'm putting out a warning on you right now by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There is no safety other than the rock of Jesus Christ. The rock of Jesus Christ. And we got to be believing God and trusting God. Don't you ever be, you can be content, but don't be settled with that. You need the hand of God on everything you've got. We can settle right here and settle right there. You better be exercising your faith. Life without faith is a life of death. You need to be believing God. And don't just stop. Believe God for your healing. Trusting Him and walking in faith for healing. Believing Him for your family. Believing Him for the nations. Believing Him and you know that you need that. Don't stop. Believe Him for what God spoke to you. Believe Him. Let God be God. Exercise your spirit. Live and don't die. Exercise yourself. Don't settle there. Say, God, speak something to my heart and teach me how to walk in it that I might get it. This week, you're going to walk in faith this week. You're going to work in faith this week. How can you work in faith? You're going to minister to your family in faith. Yes. You're going to go to work in faith. Whatever you're going to do, you can do it in faith. How do you do it in faith? Don't you even take a thought. Take no thought. Well, that take no thought doesn't mean, now we know that he told us to be wise. So why would he tell us to be wise and then take no thought? He told us to be smart about something and then take no thought about it. Doesn't that sound contradictory? So it doesn't mean you don't have to think things through. Make sure you think it through with the Holy Ghost. And you better know your mind before you start to use it. Don't you use any unrenewed mind. Don't use an unrenewed, he's talking about people that have a mind renewed. A renewed mind can think. But after you get the mind renewed with the Word of God, you can start to use that mind and start to think about some things. And when it says take no thought for your life, it means don't be anxious. Amen. Don't be anxious or worried or terrified about your life or concerned. You can meditate and you can think about things and think things through, but don't you dare get worried about a thing. Don't you get upset about a thing. Don't you bite your nails about a thing. Don't you do it. It said don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. You better stop it right now. Don't you be concerned about, don't do it. Don't be concerned about the bills. Amen. Don't be concerned. Don't be anxious about those bills. You can think, you can hear God and think what you got to do. You can't write a check unless you think about it, right? So you can think about it, but don't you get anxious about it. Don't you let it wear you out. So take the first lesson in faith. Don't even think you're going to walk in faith when you're nervous. It won't work. The first lesson is don't be scared of it. Surrender. People thinking about their future. How am I going to retire? I don't know what's going to happen. Your faith won't work until you get over that. You ever seen people that one minute they're the faith giant, the next minute they're scared, they're the lion, the cowardly lion? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, Jesus. You ever seen people pray in tongues? Something happened, they start praying in tongues. If you can interpret their tongue instead of their tongue being, I'm an overcome, I'm overcome. Like, oh God, I don't know what's going to happen. You can interpret that tongue, we're going under, oh Father, help me. We're going over. But the first thing you got to do, you got to get set in your mind. Set in your mind, and don't you be concerned, and don't you be afraid of a thing. Fear not. Anybody want your faith to work in a situation about it? Don't you let it get to you. Don't be concerned about it because God's going to handle that thing in the spirit. And your concerns and your anxieties are the thing that the devil holds on to keep it the way that it is. Now God said, I'm not going to fix it if you let the devil put it back the way it is. I'm not going to fix it as long as you got an entranceway for the devil to get in there and mess it back up again. Look, I'm not going to deal with it. Either we're going to fix it or leave it alone.
Amen.
Say, God won't work with anything I'm worried about. You can do all the things. You can worry about all you want to, but God won't step on anything you're worried about. Somebody said, what are you talking about, Brother Rod? What do you mean? I'm going to show you here in Scripture. Take no thought for life. What shall we eat or what shall we drink and all these things? God already knows. God already knows what you need before you even ask. God knows about those things. Everything that you have need of, you don't have, God knows it. But he's just waiting for you to get to the point to where you can exercise your faith to see it come to pass. But we've been so religiously brainwashed. We got this religion, form of God, Lilith, that denies the power thereof. Take no thought. Be anxious about nothing. For your heavenly Father, in verse 31, it says, 32, it said, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Then it said, but seek ye first. Put it on the ground where you can win. So you got to realize where you can fight. And see, your emotions will usually tell you what battleground you're on. Your emotions will tell you. Different fields, you can smell different things. If you're in a sewage dump, you'll smell trash, right? It's the truth. If we went to a landfill where they were throwing garbage out, you won't have to open up your eyes. You can just sniff around and tell you're in a place. You can tell whether you're in a cow pasture. You don't need to have your eyes open all the time to tell you where you're at. And see, sometimes people need to find out by their emotions where they're at and see what ground they're on. Are you in the ground of anxiousness, or are you in the ground of fear, or are you in heavenly places? It says, don't be anxious about anything, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, we've learned where heaven is and where the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us, correct?
Amen.
He said, listen, get out of where you are and get to where you should be, and I can work with it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He said, first of all, get on ground where you can win. When people go to war, they got to find out where they're going to fight. Fight where you got the advantage. If you had to go to battle with somebody, if I had to fight this one right here, I'm not going to lay on the floor and say, now let's go for it. Sister could stomp my face silly. Get where you can win. Get up high. Get to the place where you have the advantage. You do not have the advantage in anxiety and fear. You will lose every time. There are too many people trying to fight in their own understanding, in their own anxiousness. Oh, God, come through. It's all going to fall apart. Oh, ooh. And I've seen it fall apart 1,001 times because they were fighting on the wrong battleground. We won because we stayed on the right battleground. We stayed in the spirit, amen? We stayed in peace where we can win. And see, many people get mad. They want you to feel sorry for them. You know, me coming over there to your battleground where you're losing ain't going to make you win.
Amen.
That's a lot of times when people come up, they come up to get prayer. They come up for this, and real quick, they're all afraid and all scared. Notice that Jesus said, listen, fear not. It's the first thing he already said. Fear not. I mean, he didn't say, be thou halt. Fear not. Don't you dare be afraid of that. Fear not. I can't do anything when you're not. I can't meet you on that level. Calm yourself and you trust God. What are you going to use anyhow? Faith? Does faith have fear? No. It's the law. We're learning some things here this morning. It's time for you to take down some of these giants. Get rid of this little hocus pocus stuff. People think, oh, I just wish it would happen. And that's what faith is all about. No. Whole lot more to it than that. We're going to kill some giants this month. Yes, we are. A whole bunch of them going down. The ones we can see and the ones we can't. I mean, when you go to war, a whole lot of people hiding in the trees. We're going to beat the things down the ground. Then we're going to climb up in trees and shake this bush and shake that bush. Hey, you better. We're going to shake every bush, pull up every chair, pull up the rug, look in the plant, house cleaning. Demons are looking to go along for the ride. They see you got faith, say, ooh, we about to be blessed. We going for a ride. He ain't seen me in 6 months. No, we going to catch you. No, so it says that we must seek first the kingdom of God. And seeking first the kingdom of God is placing ourselves in the right position to receive from God. We're getting out of our own understanding and getting out of anxiety and getting out of fear and getting into the spirit of God where he can move. First lesson, take no thought.
No thought.
Take no thought. The first step is getting on the right battleground and refusing to be anxious about anything. Then something else happens after that happens. God does something when we get into the Spirit of God. We're going to find out what happens when we start to seek first the kingdom of God. Why does he start to add things to us? The Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. Why are they being added unto you? How is that happening? How does that happen? There's a principle, there's a law that's in activation while those things are added to you. Pack your bags and move. Move from the place of fear. And there are several people that deal in fear and torment. That's one area right there. Fear, and some of it is anxiety. Anxiety and torment, and you believe in the devil's lie. And anything could happen, you get so upset about it and so scared and so worried. Let me tell you what. Fear will kill you if you let it. Fear in and of itself will destroy you. Don't let it do it. So the first enemy is going to go down this morning. Anxiety and fear. Fear hath torment. And God does not want you to be tormented anymore. Not only are you getting worn out about what's going to happen, you're being tortured right now. You're being tortured thinking about what you think is going to happen. It's time for the abuse to stop. And many people are being abused by every spirit that could come along. Spiritual abuse, fear, anxiety. Your emotions are abusing you. Got you living under the standard of life. I mean, you're up one day, down the next day. One day singing in the spirit, next day crying. Never know what's going to happen. That's got to stop. God doesn't want you to be afraid. God cares for you. God loves you. He's not going to let anything happen to you. You got a covenant with God. God is able to handle it. You're going to win. You're going to come up on time. But God's not. Don't even pray if you're afraid something's going to happen. Would you pray when you're afraid? Lord, give me, take this fear. That's the first prayer you pray.
We can handle it.
You got to go to God in faith. Stand up and confess this. Oh, something good's about to happen. Amen. You got to get it out of your life. It's a robber and it's a thief. There are better things that God wants to have happen in you, and there's a thief that's in the background. There's some miracles that God, he's got your stuff. Don't you give away. Don't you give up your confidence. Don't give up your hope, but you got to get rid of fear and anxiety. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you better fight it every time, because the moment that you start to worry about something, you stop the power of God in its activation toward that thing you were believing for. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. You're not in that situation by yourself. The Lord is with you. Who can be against you when God is for you? Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Don't you be afraid of anything. Say, I will not be afraid. Say, I'm going to get what God said I can have. You are going to get it. Anybody that's been dealing in any area of fear, come up here. Amen. Any fear whatsoever, come up here. Amen. Any fear right now, any fear, any, yes, fear, quickly. Somebody say glory to God. Fear. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise God. You got something? Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Let me tell you, don't feel bad when you're in fear. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Brother,
praise your name, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.